Today from the Ohio Newsroom, putting the spotlight on soil. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Last week, environmentalists and farmers from across the state attended workshops, farm tours, art exhibits, and rallies, all aimed at highlighting how producers can protect the foundation of their farm, their soil. The state's inaugural Soil Health Week focused on the common ground between climate activists and small family farm operations. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Nathan Brown always keeps a shovel in the bed of his truck.
In the spring and the summertime, I'm always digging.
Today, the Southwest Ohio farmer shovels dirt from a parcel of his 1,200-acre farm in Hillsboro into his gloved hands. He's looking for hints that his soil will be resilient against extreme weather events.
You see all this little white hair looking stuff on there? Kind of looks like a mold or something. That's your fungi and stuff on there, on the root structure. There's a worm.
These are all signs of good soil health. Brown says it's a result of the way he farms. He doesn't till his land before planting seeds, which improve soil structure. And he plants so-called cover crops like rye and barley on top of his cash crops to protect his soil from eroding. These practices mean better yields and a longer lifespan for his farmland. But they also have broader benefits for the environment. They prevent nutrients from flowing into waterways and allow soil to capture more carbon, both of which environmentalists say are important wins in the fight against climate change. But on some farms,
the word climate change is still touchy.
Ohio State University researcher Robin Wilson surveyed farmers on their perceptions of climate change. She says overwhelmingly, they acknowledged that weather patterns are changing, but they were less likely to see it as caused by humans, something that the vast majority of scientists agree on. When farmers do use climate-smart practices,
their motivation is not really climate change. So again, from our data, it didn't seem like they were framing traditional conservation practices as climate resilience strategies.
But farmers have long been invested in keeping Ohio land healthy. That's what the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association highlighted during its events last week. The group's Milo Petrozello says they have better success focusing on a different two-word phrase with less political weight: soil health.
This is a common language that we can talk about how they can both benefit their own farm business and benefit their broader community.
So instead of hammering on the wider environmental impact of regenerative ag practices, Petrozello talks about profitability. He connects producers to federally funded programs that compensate them for planting cover crops. He answers questions about how no-till practices could impact their bottom line. He says it's all about showing farmers small steps they can take to protect soil health.
Not being told what they shouldn't do, or pitting different farming systems against each other, like, are you organic, are you no-till, et cetera. But what can we all do to be better on our own farms?
But many of the conservation practices are still a rarity. Only around 8% of Ohio farmers plant cover crops, for instance. Brown himself was hesitant at first, but now he's been focusing on soil health for more than a decade.
We all know and realize that as farmers, we depend on the top 6 inches of topsoil. And we have always wanted it to be the best that it could be to pass on to the next generation. Because, I mean, there's not one farmer that I know that doesn't want to pass their farming operation to the next.
Like Petrozello, he sees soil as a legacy. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Hillsboro.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.